This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Salomon District with your Extension Crop Report. It's about time for farmers to start making plans to top-dress their wheat fields, if they haven't top-dressed already. There's a lot more wheat out there this year than last year, and with the current wheat market rally, there might actually be some profit in wheat this year. The key factors in considering top-dressing including timing, nitrogen rate, nitrogen source, and application method. Adequate nitrogen is an important part of potential number of meshes per head, which is decided after the spring greenup but prior to joining. Both the number of tillers and the number of meshes are directly related to yields at harvest. The timing of application is the most important factor, as it's critical that the wheat has the nitrogen early enough to do it any good. The timing is dependent on the wheat and the weather rather than the specific calendar dates. In the heavy clay soils of the area, nitrogen application too early increases the risk of denitrification. Ideally, we need to wait right before the spring greenup to minimize losses and maximize wheat usage. At the latest, it needs to be done before jointing. Most of the official recommendations say to not apply nitrogen, especially urea, on frozen soils. However, I will say sometimes that is really our only option, even if we get a period of frozen soils to spread on. If urea is spread on frozen soils, it is very important for it to thaw before any snow or rain has a chance to wash it away. Application rate is ideally based upon the soil profile in test. Generally though, it can be considered that not much nitrogen is left from the pre-plant application. In total, the K-State recommendation amount of nitrogen per bushel of wheat is 2.4 pounds, but this includes pre-plant, top dress, residual N, and nitrogen mineralized from organic matter. On average in this area, that comes to about 30 pounds of pre-plant and 60 pounds of top dressed, but this changes some based upon organic matter, previous crop, and yield expectations. Nitrogen rates need to be increased 30 to 40 pounds if it is to be grazed by cattle, but also expected for a grain crop. We have two different main fertilizer types to top dress, liquid UAN and urea. There are advantages and disadvantages to each. Liquid UAN is used when tank mixing with herbicides to reduce application passes. However, in heavy residue no-till situations, some broadcasted UAN is tied up on the surface residues. This can also be advantageous to help break down the residue a little before planting through. There can be some leaf burn and some timing issues when mixing with herbicide with nitrogen. Urea is less tied up in the heavy residue, as it works its way down onto the soil surface. Controlled release urea mixed with standard urea can be considered in our waterlogged heavy clay soils to reduce denitrification and to hold some nitrogen back until later stages of development. This is especially a good idea for earlier than normal applications. However, it's top dressed, a lot of wheat fields look pretty good this year, and they'll need some nitrogen and perhaps a little sulfur and chloride to achieve high yields. If you have any questions about soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.